Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey, this your boy Frank Gore. I'm listening to 49 and Rush. Niners all day. That's Brain Sits Home, baby. Let's go.
Yeah. I love it, man.
It's time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. Here's your host, John Chapman.
How sweet it is to beat the Cowboys in the playoffs. And there's so many like little tidbits of joy to take away from a playoff win. It amplifies if it's a road playoff win, because that might be a game that perhaps you're not supposed to win. Road playoff wins are very difficult to come by. Very difficult. But you go in enemy territory, and the history, everything about this game was just beautiful from the setup. I've been on record saying for the past month, I want the Cowboys in the playoffs. I want the Cowboys in the playoffs. And if we take it further, the two best matchups, the 49ers, and again, I should probably cut this clip just so everybody believes me. I've been saying the 49ers match up best against the Cowboys and the Packers out of any playoff team. That's it. Probably Rams would be next. And sure enough, we take care of business. The 49ers beat the Cowboys. Apologize for the voice, man. Been screaming for 2 days in a row. Having a blast out in Dallas. And do want to say thank you to everybody that came out. Unbelievable time. Met so many amazing people. And, you know, as we keep doing these, you know, Rush road trips, obviously they keep getting bigger and bigger, which is great. But some people... Man, shout out to my boys, Nick, Chris, whole bunch of different guys. I can name another 20 that have come to all the Rush road trips and get a hangout. Those relationships just continue to build. So I do want to say, man, thank you so much for everybody that came out and supported that. The tailgate was great. The game was better. Whew, what a week, man. But yeah, my voice, it's gone. You know, just landed back in L.A. Went and got COVID tested as soon as I landed here just because, you know, I just want to make sure, whatever. So that came back negative, which is great. But yeah, I've been screaming a little bit. You guys know me. If I get pumped up, everybody going to hear about it. And in that stadium, we let them hear it. We let them hear it for sure. So do want to say thank you guys for being here. And I just want to spend some time... we don't have a lot of film clips. You know, Juan Solis was partying with us in Dallas, and he just got back as well. We're going to have those later this week. We're going to be going nonstop pretty much every single day. We'll get you guys the Patreon breakdown tomorrow and Wednesday. Every single offense and defensive snap broken down, what worked, what didn't work. The thing I can tell you which doesn't work, Cowboys coaching, they're just not a good coach team. They definitely did everything they could to take themselves out of it. The 49ers capitalized. And, you know, there's a lot of good. There's a lot of bad. The 49ers continue, even though they continue winning, which is great, have yet to put together a complete game yet this year. They haven't done it. And you probably say the exact same thing for Jimmy Garoppolo. We're going to jump into some splits, first half, second half, and kind of what that looks like for Jimmy Garoppolo, because it's weird. Whether it's Jimmy has a great first half or a great second half, you know, you never know what it's going to be each week. First, the Cowboys, It was a great first half. Came out swinging, a lot of success early, and second half completely disappeared. Completely disappeared. Almost cost the team the game, but did enough to win the game. What's up, Frank? He says, John, my back hurts from sleeping on the couch, but it was worth it for the win. The wifey was raging. Oh, I love it, man. I love it. What a game. Tommy, thank you for the gift, man. And he says, yeah, Jimmy tried to give it away. We know who Jimmy is more than other people. And if you're listening to like the national media and podcasts and NFL Network, ESPN, like people are starting to realize like you experience the Jimmy G experience. It's up and down. It's holy freaking cow. This dude's amazing. He's on fire. Then it's just like, what was he doing on those two throws? How did he miss that guy? But the one thing you got to give him, he keeps winning. He keeps winning. He keeps winning. And so, yeah, Dak, he might have the better stats. He might have whatever. I don't care. He don't win in the playoffs. Kirk Cousins. You know, somebody said Dak is just Kirk Cousins light. They're not wrong. They are not wrong. You might have to fact check me on this, but I feel pretty confident in this. Jimmy Garoppolo has 3 playoff wins with the 49ers. Now, you can categorize, oh, it's not because of Jimmy G and whatever else. If you just look at 2019 and now 2021, that is more playoff wins than Tony Romo, Jason Garrett, Dak Prescott combined, or the entire Cowboys franchise for 26 years. Jimmy's done it in 2. Now, obviously, it's a team thing and whatever else. But put that into perspective. Is Jimmy amazing? No, nobody is saying that. Nobody is saying that. Is he good enough to win games? Is he good enough to win on the road? Yes. Yes, he is. Raymond, man, really appreciate your generosity. Thank you so much, sir. That is awesome. Juan, here we go. He's back. He said he's on the plane home right now, full of faithful Hooten boys. I love it, man. Thank you, Juan. It was a pleasure hanging out this weekend, man. He's the best. That's all there is. Now, let's focus on some positive because there's so many positives. I'm arguing with, Cowboys family and, friends in my fantasy league and all this stuff. And, I'm from Dallas, so I know a lot of, Cowboys fans, unfortunately. And here's what happened, okay? The game's over, and they go straight to, and again, the fan base reflects the coaching staff. Attitude reflect leadership, sir, right? What did the head coach do? Did he take any blame for all the penalties, for the terrible play calling at the end, for running the ball up the middle with 14 seconds left and no timeouts? No, he took 0 and said he doubled down, Mike McCarthy. He said he'd do it again. Dak Prescott, Team America, Captain America, whatever you want to call him. Cowboys fans are throwing stuff on the field. Hit DeMarcus Lawrence, hit a whole bunch of other people, and that's just Cowboys fans, whatever. All right, cool. They tell Dak about it after the game, and he's like, yeah, man, fans shouldn't be doing that. And then somebody corrected him and said, well, they were actually throwing it at officials. And Dak Prescott said, well, credit to them. Encouraging that. Dak, your fault. Coach McCarthy, your fault. Y'all want to complain about judgment calls and penalties? 7 pre-snap penalties, Dallas Cowboys. Oh, guess what? You're the most penalized team in the NFL this year. It's you, and your fans pick up on that. As a coach on the sideline, so many games, and they get away from you. And again, think about how much I criticize NFL referees. Now imagine high school coaches or high school referees. They're not near as good as NFL ones. They're going to make mistakes, just like high school coaches or players or whatever, right? Well, I've been on coaching staffs where there's animated coaches. I'm pretty animated, as you guys would probably guess, on the sidelines. But when the coach starts tearing into the official, it doesn't take long till you start seeing players do this after every penalty. The LeBron James, right? Like, oh, what? Like, and once that mentality sets in, it affects who you are. It affects how you play and how you see everything happen. It turns you into a victim. It does. Now, I'm a fan, right? And I run a podcast, so I get to run my mouth and I get to do this with my hands as much as I want. But when you start seeing that on the field, it reciprocates through everything. The stands, the parents, the families, and it gets bad. That's where the Cowboys are now because they have no accountability. Dak didn't take accountability. You got to understand your awareness and get down. He didn't do it. So good job, man. Fought for those extra yards. Enjoy your long offseason. McCarthy, what the hell? He said he'd do it again. So, but all that to say, that's not why the Cowboys lost. That's not why the 49ers won. And I think that's the message. Now, national media is going to spin it one way. Here's the reason why the 49ers won. Trenches. Offensive line dominated. Dominated that front four. Jimmy Garoppolo, guess what? Zero sacks. He got sacked zero times. Four quarterback hits. Now, he does have a sprained throwing shoulder, but he seems fine. Going to practice tomorrow. Not that much of an issue, at least the way Kyle Shanahan put it and Jimmy put it today. But look at the flip side. Dak Prescott, 14 quarterback hits, five sacks. That tells the story right there. You want to look at running game? Again, they got Hall of Famer. They got two Hall of Famers, potential Hall of Famers on their offensive line, and Tyron Smith and Zach Martin. Guess what? They averaged running the ball 3.7 yards. Zeke, 12 carries, 31 yards. 2.6. Couldn't run the ball the whole game. Couldn't do it. They threw the ball 44 times. That is not how you beat the 49ers. Look at the flip side. Offensive line for the 49ers. Run blocking, we average 4.4 yards per carry. 169 rushes. 38 rush attempts for 169 yards. What? Crushed it, man. Those are the two reflections, okay, that proved why the 49ers won this game. Defensive line, you hit the quarterback that many times, bad things are going to happen. You hit the quarterback that many times and stop the run? No. It's not going to happen. Now, if you listen to... Oh, what's up, Ken? I appreciate the gift, man. Very, very kind. Let's see here. What's up, Raymond? He says, we should have won the game with 40 points on the board. I agree. Yeah, we should have boat raced them. And this is the blessing and the curse that is Jimmy Garoppolo. No team's ever out. It's kind of like Ryan Fitzpatrick, but to a lesser extent, big time. Like, he's going to keep both teams in the game. So you might be down 17-0. Jimmy Garoppolo can do enough to get you back. You might be up 16-0. Jimmy Garoppolo going to do enough to get you back in the game or get the other team back in the game, right? Jimmy has to improve. We haven't seen that all-out performance game like we did in 2019 against the Saints or against the Rams or the Cardinals that year. He's had some good games, some great games, but not like that. He has not put together a complete game yet, which is scary if you think about it, because if he does, this team's going to be undefeatable. Like, they're going to win the games. It's just if and when. When's it going to happen? What's up, Cedric? He said, nice seeing you in Dallas. Oh, it was an absolute pleasure, man. Appreciate you, Cedric, so much, man. So many awesome people that have been, you know, just meeting up, and you hear these stories and their takes, and I love it. Robert asked this, why has Kittle been so quiet lately in the passing game? Well, if you look at kind of what he has done, he's been blocking a lot, but he's getting a lot of the attention. And so if you look at kind of Dallas and the strength of their team, it's linebackers and safety, talking coverage. Everybody wants to talk Trayvon Diggs. I told y'all, if y'all listened to the scouting report episode, I told you. He's given up the most receiving yards in the NFL. He's given up the most yards after the catch in the NFL. He's given up the fifth most, I forget what it was, penalties. Like, he was somebody I could beat. And Brandon Ayuk spanked the living bejesus out of that dude on playoff TV. Like, early on, they were showing a bunch of celebrities that were there. And they showed freaking Stephon Diggs. I felt bad that he had to see his brother get abused like that in person. That's not nice. But the linebackers, Micah Parsons, right, Van Der Esch, all those guys, and their safety, they were just hovering over Kittle. And that's fine. That's why we got so much one-on-one coverage outside. Now, I wish we could have taken care of a little bit more, done better with that, but we did enough to win. Now, I want to do this if we got a second, because I think this is good. Oh, what's up, Devin? How you doing, man? Appreciate the gift. Let's get Green Bay. It's going to be rocking. Devin, he kind of bragged. I don't get to make it to the Green Bay game this week. I wish I could. I just cannot. Prior obligation that I set up over a year ago that I have to be at. It's a good thing. It's a great thing, but I cannot be at the game this week. Devin this dude, I love Devin, texted me the pictures of his tickets. He's sitting low in Lambeau. So if you are going to Green Bay, let me tell you this. The ticket prices will only go up. I'm telling you. I price these things all the time. Buy them right now before they jump up. Because if you wait till Wednesday, tack on another $150 per ticket that you're buying. So, yeah, I'm curious to see how much of the faithful are going to show up there. I love it. I love it. Yeah, Tommy says, did you see Debo throw Parsons to the floor with one arm? Yeah. Also saw Juwan Jennings freaking lay out Trayvon Diggs early in the game. Like, they wanted to talk bully ball. Parsons wanted to talk bully ball. Yeah. You ain't about that life, man. Now, Parsons is an actual bully in real life and a terrible person, but at least he was. I hope he gets better. I hope he improves, but he has shown zero remorse or apologized for any of the things he did at Penn State. But hey, man, you do what you got to do. Now, listen to some of these predictions that we put out. Again, go back, listen to the last episode, the 49ers versus Cowboys scouting report and predictions. Here's what I said. Biggest weakness for the Cowboys, not a surprise, run defense. Okay. I said Elijah Mitchell's going to get 95 yards rushing. He had 96. That was off by 1 yard. And I said Debo Samuel's going to get at least 44 on the ground. He got 72. So, you know, hit Elijah Mitchell on right there in the perfect spot. I was a little low on Debo. I apologize. I'll take that away. The number one scoring metric that I found with the Cowboys is how many points they score in the first half, right? Games that the Cowboys have won the last 2 months, they have averaged 26.6 points in the first half. Games they have lost, they have averaged 7.6. How many points did the Cowboys have in the first half? 7 points. Nailed that one, right? Talked about the D-line. I said you need at least 10 hits on the quarterback. How many did you get? You got 14. Made Dak uncomfortable. Also talked about how it was going to be 100% heartbreak kids continue and all those things. And that's exactly what happened there. So we did really, really well actually on our predictions and our bets. Here we go. Let's go my bookie. I'm going to walk through our bets. We hit every freaking one of them.
It's the moment you've all been waiting for. The 49ers are in the playoffs. And here with my bookie, you can take your home. You can take home your biggest wins of the year and double your deposit bonus as always. It's easy. Sign up for MyBookie and use the promo code 49ers, 49ERS, and they're going to double your first deposit, boom, instantly, and then you get a bet and win even more money if you get it correctly. Now it's the playoffs. 49ers are in. Currently 3.5-point underdogs to the Cowboys, so you're getting points if you want to jump in on that. And again, you can always bet on who's going to win the NFC Championship. You bet on Super Bowl matchups, who's going to win the Super Bowl, and much more with MyBookie. So don't miss out. Double your first deposit up to $1,000 using promo code 49ERS. Head to MyBookie, place your bets, and get ready for the unmatched intensity of playoff football. We're going to be in Dallas. We're going to be there live. It's going to be a blast. So bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
And man, you know, I don't bet a lot. I know some people that do like betting advice and stuff, and they put out like 50 bets. And that's cool. Like the scattershot kind of approach. No. I bet what I know. And We've posted a lot of profits this year. Hopefully you guys have bet with us. So here's what we did. We bought half of a point. So we took 49ers plus 3.5, hit. We did a three-team teaser. 49ers plus 13 Cowboys, hit. Bengals plus 4.5, hit. Bills plus 5.5, hit. 49ers money line, hit. 49ers score first, hit. And so again, we're not concentrating, you know, a whole bunch of bets. But man, we cleaned up pretty nice there. And again, I think we're on like an 8-week streak of doubling our profits, not even making a profit, of doubling our weekly bets. If you want to bet with us, best place to do that, patreon.com. Type in 49ers Rush Podcast. You'll see it there. You just pick which tier you'd like to participate in. That's the best way to support the podcast. Help us throw more, you know, giveaways. Help us throw more events and all those things. Now, let's talk about the difference between good Jimmy and bad Jimmy. Because it's weird. You know, I said this a little bit earlier. Sometimes Jimmy Garoppolo is good early, and sometimes Jimmy Garoppolo is good late. You never know which one it's going to be, but you usually find out pretty damn quick. Because if he comes out firing, he stays hot for a minute. If he comes out ice cold, he stays cold for a minute. So if you look at the split, so I divided up just the last two games, and I think it told the story perfectly. Good Jimmy, okay? And this is not a rant on I don't want Jimmy G starting. That's not what that is. Jimmy G starting, and I want him to start, and I'm excited for what he can bring. Let's see how far he can push this thing in the playoffs. If you look at the first half versus the Cowboys, which he was good, and the second half in overtime versus the Rams, you combine those together, you got a complete game of good Jimmy, okay? So if you look at those stats versus the Cowboys, okay, he went 11 of 14, 133 yards, zero touchdowns, zero interceptions. Efficient, lots of yardage, good to go. Not great, but not bad either. Rams, again, this is second half of the Rams in overtime. He goes 15 of 21, 246 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Now, you combine those together, which would give you the equivalent, you know, prorated out to an actual game. Jimmy Garoppolo, 26 of 35, 379 yards. That's a lot. One touchdown, one interception. You'd win every game if he had those stats. Every game. You'd win every one. Every one.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit matchup up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you care about security and convenience, you need Eufy Video Lock. Let's just say you're sitting on the couch and you want to lock the door and you don't want to get up. Got you covered. You're wondering who's visited your house while you're away from home? Done. You want video that's stored on your device without a monthly fee? Eufy Video Lock has everything that you need. On top of that, it's easy to install. You don't have to drill anything. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. Keyless entry, fingerprint recognition, no battery anxiety, and they have 24/7 customer support on standby for you whenever you need it. So, if you haven't yet, go to Eufy Video Lock. You can Google it. You can check out the videos and all those things. That is EUFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock.
Now, let's look at the flip side. Oh, what's up, Chris? I appreciate the gift, man. He says, John, I hope Dallas treated you well. Oh, it did. We enjoyed ourselves. We did have some good food. So pumped for the win we got. Marching on to Green Bay. Yeah, excited, man. This is an exciting time. Go back to when we were 3-5 this year. Did this look like this was on the horizon? A divisional round matchup with Green Bay? I don't think many people thought. I remember talking about the playoff chances and people laughing in the chat like, no way, that's not happening. It did happen. It did happen. And I constantly tried to reassure people, not so much in the 49ers greatness or anything like that, but in the logical, statistical approach to who qualifies for the playoffs and who doesn't. And it worked out. It got close, but it worked out. Now let's go back to bad Jimmy, okay? So we're going to do the exact opposite. We're going to flip it. Second half of the Cowboys, bad Jimmy. First half of the Rams, bad Jimmy. So let's look at those numbers and put them together. Most recently, this Cowboys second half, 5 of 11, 39 yards, 0 touchdowns, 1 interception. 5 of 11 for 39 yards in the entire second half with the game on the line. He was so bad. And it's not like he was getting hit and sacked. He had 0 sacks. It's not like there were tight windows to throw into. There were some. Missed wide open Ayuk. Like, would have won the game. Game's over right there. He was bad. He was really, really bad. The interception, obviously, going to speak for itself. That was really, really bad. But that's okay. That's who Jimmy is, right? Now go to the Rams' first half. He goes 8 for 11, a little more efficient, 70 yards, 0 touchdowns, 1 interception. So you put those together to complete a full 4 quarters, 13 of 22, 109 yards, 0 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. That's the story. And it's, you know, you got to look at it. What's Jimmy G showing up? And if you get good Jimmy, you can beat anybody. 49ers can beat it. Their roster and coaching is so good. You can beat anybody. D'Amico Ryans is unreal. D'Amico Ryans is unreal. You held the Cowboys. You had the Cowboys to 17 points. They were the most, you know, heavy scoring offense in the NFL. 307 yards. I mean, he dominated, man, and baited Dak into running up the middle. And again, I'll show you this on Patreon whenever we get the film from the NFL and put all that up. They had the perimeter lined. It was like a box one running the press, and the middle field was wide open. You were daring him to take the bait, and he did. I guarantee you the whole 49ers sideline just started, like, chuckling. The golden rule, like, I know this. 15 seconds or more to run the ball with no timeouts. 15 seconds or more. They were at 14 seconds. They ran it anyway. And guess what? Missed it by that much. Now, even if they would have spiked the ball and had, you know, 1 second left on the clock, they were on the 26, 27. Like, they've been able to throw the ball all game. They've been able to throw the ball all game. They hit that one. Back-to-back weeks, we got beat by Cooper Kupp and Amari Cooper on that exact same route. Again, we'll break it down once we get all that stuff. Let's see. What's up, Eat Sleep Fantasy? I see Dale. Dale does a lot of great work behind the scenes, and he's working on our Vegas trip right now as we speak. The reason why Kittle and the lack of offensive productivity lately. One, he is primarily being used as a blocker and a decoy, which is bad. Kittle needs the ball more. I think that this is a flaw. But we have pushed the ball outside. And if you looked at the way that the Cowboys played, they bottled up the middle. That's where Jimmy G likes to hit. They went one-on-one outside. Whether it was Debo or Ayuk or Juwan Jennings, they went man outside, which, you know, Quinn's done a lot this year with the Dallas defense because the ball skills of Trayvon Diggs. So they bottled up the middle, and they went one-on-one outside. And if Kyle Shanahan and Jimmy G have anything in common, they will play the numbers. And what I mean by that is, where is their statistical advantage? Man-to-man defense, they will throw it at that. Now, again, they're kind of, you know, the deep in cuts, the deep outs, the slants, whatever else. But if they're loading up a safety and a linebacker on Kittle, they're not going to force it there. And I'm okay with that, but what the things that need to change for Kittle, you have to design plays for him. You have to, whether it's screens, jumbo sweeps around, pick plays, doesn't matter. You got to give him the ball. You play action, boot, misdirection, wide leak, things like that. Like we haven't seen those very much. Maybe he's saving them, but you got to get him a little bit more involved. That needs to happen 100%. Now, couple other people that I want to talk really highly about before we jump out of here. Those cornerbacks. You remember when everybody used to complain about our corners? Oh, we have the worst corners. Oh, we should have drafted so-and-so. Ambry Thomas was lights freaking out. Nonstop. Like, not even just a little bit. Like, a lot. Ambry Thomas finished with a 73.4 grade. He was the third highest 49er. He was targeted 4 times, gave up 2 catches for 24 yards. 2 catches, 24 yards against Amari Cooper, against CeeDee Lamb, who the 49ers should have picked. Oh my God, how could you not? I love CeeDee Lamb. I wanted CeeDee Lamb. That dude had 1 catch. Disappeared in this game. Going to talk all that trash. Come out and lay 1 catch. Travis Benjamin had the same number of catches as you, CD. You got to be kidding me. Make me say Travis Benjamin's name on this podcast. Oh, made my stomach hurt. Like, Ambry Thomas was unreal. They didn't even like go after him too much because he was always in perfect position. Incredible. And he had a pass defense too. And he was great in the run game. Like, dude was all over the place. Manuel Mosley. They went at Emmanuel Mosley a lot. They target him 12 times. He allowed 7 catches, 62 yards. So definitely gave up some more yards. No huge plays. You know, no huge plays at all. The big touchdown was against Kaywan Williams. But our outside corners, which has been the defining weakness of this team for a long time, it's not a weakness this past month. It's not. Now, you go from, I mean, listen to the people that you've had to guard in just this short time. Like, okay, this week you had Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb. You did a great job. Previously, Odell Beckham Jr., Cooper Kupp. Game before that, Texans, Brandon Cooks, whatever. Before that, then you had A.J. Brown and Julio Jones. Like, they've gone through the gauntlet, man. Now, next week, you got the Packers again. And you're playing against Devontae Adams. And I could hear somebody say, now, and I don't want to turn this into a huge Packers show. We're going to do a full Packers show, trust me. We played the Packers back in week 4. Well, guess what? We didn't have everybody like we did, like we do now. We didn't have them. And so Ambry Thomas wasn't out there yet. And I don't think Emmanuel Mosley played. Yeah, Mosley did play in that game. He had 2 pass defensed. It's different now. Now, I'm not saying Ambry Thomas is going to lock down Devontae Adams. He's going to get his. Okay, that's going to happen. But we have a much better secondary now than we have probably in the last 2 years. Maybe longer. Because with the way they're playing and contesting and playing with so much confidence, it's different. It affects the entire defense, especially with our defensive line, which kept getting pressure even after Bosa and Fred Warner were out. I think that was huge. David, thank you for the gift. He says, rejoice. We beat the Cowboys and ended their season. That makes me smile. I went to sleep with a smile on my face. Seattle is sitting at home. And tonight we're going to get to watch either the Rams or Cardinals join them on the couch. Man, David, thank you. You put things into perspective, right? The biggest story is always 49ers win. But sometimes whenever you see things like the Raiders losing because they can't capitalize on what they're supposed to, you kind of like, I do my little evil giggle, right? Cowboys, oh yeah, enjoy that. Just going to soak up those tears, right? Now we're throwing Seattle, who didn't even make it to the dance, and Russell Wilson's talking about exploring options and whatever else. Like, 49ers are in a good place. In a very good place currently. And here's what I've been saying since we traded up for Trey Lance. This team is built to be at its best in 2023. This is gravy, right? We're in the bonus, right? We're playing with the bank's money. We got one playoff road win in our bag. Now, is there a possibility that the 49ers can win the Super Bowl this year? Well, they're 1 of 8 teams there. And good defense, great running games, travel well. We saw it already once. No doubt we can beat Green Bay. Everybody understands that. It took them a miracle to beat us when we were struggling earlier. We can beat Green Bay. Now, it's going to be cold. You're in Lambeau. They're undefeated up there. I get that. They're good. They're the number one seed, rightfully so. MVP, I get it. But yeah, we match up very well with them. We can win that game. Doesn't mean it will. Jimmy Garoppolo is good to great. We're going to be all right. We just got to keep bad Jimmy away. We need good Jimmy. I'm nobody you need to know. Thank you, man. Appreciate the super chat. Last time the Niners played the Packers, they didn't have Mitchell running it up. Debo wasn't running and scoring touchdowns. Yeah, it was a totally just different game. And we'll go back. I'm going to go back through and watch a lot of the film on there. And I can say this, you know, that game was a huge learning moment for D'Amico Ryans. He changed some things up after that game. Because again, if you go back and remember, one of the touchdowns that they scored was they had, because I don't know if Fred Warner was out. Yeah, Fred Warner was out there. He was playing that game, but they motioned Devontae Adams into the number 3 wide receiver to the inside, and he was manned up with Azeez Al-Shaair in the freaking goal line and just gave up a walk-in touchdown. Like, we We changed that, which is a good thing. Now, big surprise. Going to announce who right after this.
All right, guys. Big news here. We have set up a texting service because we're throwing the biggest Chapman production party ever, and it's going to take place during the NFL draft. So we're throwing a party in Las Vegas. That's where the draft is. We're going to be there, and not only me, but we have not one, but two San Francisco 49ers players that are going to be there as well. Autographs, pictures, the whole shebang, and we're going to be broadcasting live during days one and two of the draft. So if you've joined us in the past during the draft, you know that's my baby. The amount of time that I put into that is very, very important to me. And so we're going to throw the best draft party that's ever been created for 49ers fans. And you're going to get to meet some of the players. One of them is the team captain, going to be around for a while. One of them is a prominent rookie, going to be around for a while. We've agreed to everything verbally with the agents and the players, just waiting to get the contract details ironed out, and all those things. So we're going to be releasing some early bird ticket pricing. And the only way that you can get is through this text service. Now, we're not going to spam you or anything like that. That's not what this is. This is to update people on the biggest party. I've told you guys, like, I'm teaching, this is my last year. Coaching, this is my last year. I'm banking this is my career. And this is going to be the set-off point. And this is going to be a whole no expense. We're putting it all in. All the chips are coming in. So I want you to be a part of this. So text DRAFT, D-R-A-F-T, to this number, 833-306-0365. Again, not a spam account, just for the NFL draft. And if the NFL draft's not your thing, this probably ain't for you anyway. But again, text DRAFT to 833-306-0365 for some special deals. And again, I'm going to release the cheap early bird prices for this. So if you want to save some money, come party with the 49ers and me, and lots of other 49ers people as this continues to grow. This is going to be a big event. So thank you guys for all the support. It's pretty cool seeing where all this is growing. I could not do it without your support. So I want to say thank you. Again, text DRAFT to 833-306-0365.
All right, guys. So I can announce now officially, finally, Elijah Mitchell, who I let you guys know earlier, and Fred MFN Warner are going to be the two guys coming out to party with us on Vegas. It's going to be unreal. So if you want to participate, I'm telling you, this number, that's the way to do it, okay? So take part in that. Come party. Get a photo, you know, autograph from these guys. Elijah Mitchell, prominent rookie, and obviously Fred Warner, who's just unreal. Now, talking about Fred Warner and Nick Bosa, let's spend some time there. Nick Bosa had the injury, terrible concussion, was awful, was down, got up, gave the thumbs up, pointed to his head as he went to the sidelines, like kind of knew what that was, walking straight into the medical tent, didn't come back out there. Now, his dad was there afterwards, and we got a little bit of video of them talking. Basically, seems like things are looking promising. But let me say this. Injuries are always weird, and one of the most difficult ones to predict is concussion protocol. For example, Mitch Wisnowski, the fourth round punter, the worst fourth round punter in the history of the NFL. He's awful, by the way. Awful, awful. That dude just continues to get worse. Could have helped the team positively. All you had to do is not kick the ball in the end zone at the end. Kicked it right in the freaking end zone. Wasn't even close. Anyway, sorry. Mitch, he was in concussion protocol. He cleared. It was available for this game, right? The problem is this week, we have one day short because we're playing the Packers on Saturday night. So he's already one day down. But Kyle Shanahan said that he does believe that he's going to be able to come back and be ready. We need Nick Bosa, but our team kept getting a lot of positives even after Bosa went down. Now, Bosa's incredible, but I do want to give some props to number 92, Charles Omenihue. And, you know, we all lived through the trading deadline and everybody like tearing, you know, John Lynch and Shanahan apart because they're not trading for Von Miller and they're not getting, you know, all these cornerbacks and whatever else. Yeah, they didn't go after the sexy high-priced items. They went after the bargain bin, high upside, Charles Omenihue. This dude had 6 pressures, 2 sacks, 1 quarterback hit, 3 hurries, 2 solo stops, and a forced fumble in 35 snaps. When Bosa went out, he kind of stepped up to that level, and he was great. Like, he played very, very well. It's not just him, but he showed out, man. And so, like, it's not like this team is just Bosa or bust anymore. Because Bosa has taken so much attention, it's developed a lot of confidence and production for these other guys. And when Bosa went out, we didn't miss a beat on defense. It kept going. Then, right after that, Fred Warner looks really hurt. You see him screaming in pain. Looks like it could be an ACL. It just looked bad. Well, Fred Warner tweeted today, it's better than expected. Everything's good. Absolutely, I'm going to be out there, all those things. So it looks like, my guess is, they're going to rest on probably Tuesday, Wednesday, gets limited practice in on Thursday. He goes on Saturday. So could have dodged a huge bullet there. Does seem like Jordan Willis has a high ankle sprain. So he'll be out. Probably if it's a high ankle sprain, like, you might be able to make the Super Bowl and he'll come back. But he'll be out for at least 2 weeks if that's what it is indeed, a high ankle sprain. Usually that basically just means you've got some ligament damage, which is going to catch up to you there. So that's what's up, guys. Hopefully y'all enjoyed this. It's been a lot of fun. Man, this is so sweet. You see all the cowboy memes out there just making fun of themselves and whatever else, and seeing their fans panic. I mean, Raiders just cleaned house. Mike Mayock just got let go. All those, like, the 49ers are in a good place, a very healthy place. Now, you might not know that from social media, but that's okay. That's what we're here for, to kind of come back together and ground things a little bit. And this is awesome because you got a divisional playoff battle. It's like the 90s all wrapped up into one. You go to Dallas, you beat them, 40th anniversary of the catch last week, right? Awesome. Now you get to go play the Packers, who we've had their number. We've had Aaron Rodgers' number like crazy. Hopefully that continues. Appreciate you guys. We got a lot of content coming this week, Patreon and on here. So stay tuned. Turn on that notification bell if you haven't yet. And, man, we will be back with you guys very, very soon. And until then, it's going to be easy this week. Stay strong, faithful.
Fluffy bread, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real, but Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.